Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. That's Atlanta's Ford dealer. Welcome in Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio, also college baseball for ESPN. We might have to talk a little UGA baseball in just a little bit. But first things first, good afternoon, Mike. How do we fix the Braves?
Well, first of all, I'm disappointed that you guys don't have a clever nickname like Go and Bo for your show. I mean, you really need that. It's all about alliterative these days, Abe. Come on. You know that.
Let me tell you, Mike, I think you know Abe. I think if we had a name for our show, it'd be called The Last Word, because it would be crowned the winner or whoever could get the last word. Because with Abe, he has to have the last word, and I fight for it myself at times.
Well, I having worked with Abe as long as I did, I feel for you. Two, you're absolutely right. And three, get him to tell you the story why we call him Abe period Gordon. Off the air at some point. That'll be a good one for you. So how do you fix the Braves? So you just, like, there's 153 games to go. I think it's play out the schedule. It'll be fine. I think it's the easiest way I can explain what's going on. They picked a bad week to have a bad week, right? Not easy to start on the road against the Padres and the Dodgers. Offense isn't swinging the bat well. You got a couple of injuries, the Profar suspension, like, that stuff happens, but there's still a long way to go. And they're going to play a lot of games this year with both Strider and Acuna on the roster, and those haven't happened yet.
I guess, Mike, what the Braves fan would say is it just a bad week? Because they were pretty bad most of last season with runners in scoring position, and they carried that over the first, you know, week or so of the season when they even fired their hitting coach and hired Tim Hyers.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's one thing about runners in scoring position numbers are something that have very little predictive value. And they are not things that tend to carry over from year to year. It's like saying, hey, this team went 30-10 in one-run games this year. Well, there's no reason that they will go 30-10 in one-run games the next year. That doesn't mean that they won't, but it also doesn't mean that they will. And I think that's the case with runners in scoring position numbers. Doesn't even create that many opportunities with men in scoring position. They had a couple of bullpen meltdowns in there. Like, I just think trying to think about what happened last year at any point during a new baseball season is a fool's errand, because everything has changed. The competition has changed. The order of teams who you're competing against has changed. The way your lineup has changed. Your personnel has changed. Your players have gotten potentially another year older. They may be smarter. They may be less physical. Like, those are all things that happened in the past. So the runners in scoring position numbers from last year, yeah, it was an issue. They also didn't have a full complement of offensive players for most of last year. They had a ton of injuries. And that'll drive down some of those numbers. That's why their offense struggled as much as it did last year, because they just didn't have their players available to them. They are a little healthier to open the year. And I know, listen, not having Profar is a disappointment, because it felt like on paper it was going to make that lineup that much stronger. But they're deep enough to withstand it. And I think at some point they're going to start getting guys going in the right direction. Like, Michael Harris II is way too good a hitter to be chasing at 60% of the pitches outside the strike zone. That's not going to continue. At some point he's going to get hot and their offense is going to look fine. And if there's any concern, it's rotation depth and the Reynaldo Lopez injury. Like, we'll know more probably tomorrow, right, because the surgery's today. But, like, that's a bigger impact, I think, than where their numbers of men in scoring position stand after nine games.
Mike Farron, host and analyst for MLB Network Radio. And here's the other reminder is that Friday morning we were talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers are the greatest baseball team to ever be assembled. Fast forward to today, they've lost three of four, including one to the Nationals, and it's really just a reminder that things do change quickly in Major League Baseball, and it's going to be a season of ups and downs, and it just happened to be starting on a longer-than-hoped down note.
Yeah, totally, and I'm a big fan of the old Earl Weaver quote, which is, this ain't football, we do it every day. And trying to assess a baseball season like you would a football season, when every game has one-tenth the value that an NFL season does, is a fool's errand. Because, like, you will tie yourself into knots. And listen, I get it. Like, it's tough when you go a week without your team winning. Everything, like, nothing tastes good, right? Your chores become that much less manageable, right? You're ready to pick a fight with your spouse at any given moment. I get all that. Like, that's part of it. But you have to remember there's a lot of games. And it's not like they have a seven-game losing streak that's ditched them from competition. 40% of the league makes the playoffs, for crying out loud. Like, I mean, there's so many teams that make the playoffs now that you cannot let the results of the first 9 or 10 days of the season dictate what's going to happen.
Mike, I want to ask you about Spencer Schwellenbach because I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I've been a fan since he came up. I'm also a big Spencer Strider fan, so what I'm about to say is not a knock on Strider. But is it possible that at this right now, even with Strider comes back, Schwellenbach is even maybe the best pitcher on the staff? I know you have Chris Sale, but Schwellenbach's arsenal and along with his stoic demeanor on the mound, I just think he is that guy right now.
I mean, I think Schwellenbach's really good, but I don't know that I would take him over Sale or Strider. You know, I think it's like we haven't seen Strider in a big league game in a year, right? I think it's easy to forget how overwhelming Strider's stuff is. I mean, he's a little bit different of a pitcher. You're right. Schwellenbach's mix is deeper. But there's just not a whole lot of guys that can hold velocity and have two top-of-the-scale graded pitches like Strider does with his fastball and the slider. Like, he's unique in that regard. And, you know, Sale is coming off the National League Cy Young Award. I mean, for him, it's always been about health, right? So if he's healthy, Chris Sale is a potential Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. So I don't know that I would put Schwellenbach in that category. But I'll tell you what, if he's your third best starter, you're really, really good. And I think that's part of what you have to remember in this is that if and when Strider comes back, and I'm assuming it's one more start and then he'll be back, and if he looks like Spencer Strider and if Sale pitches healthy for most of the year and looks at least similar to what he did last year, and then you've got Schwellenbach behind them, that's a really damn good rotation. And that's three guys that, like, Schwellenbach could be the top starter on any number of other good teams. But their strength is the talent they have at the front end. And the fact that Schwellenbach was able to get to that level so quickly from, I mean, when you factor back that he was a two-way player in college and they had surgery and then he went through all of these things, I think it speaks to his aptitude as a ball player. I think he's really good. So, like, it's, you know, like, enjoy all of it, right? You can enjoy all three flavors in Neapolitan. You don't have to just carve out the chocolate and eat that.
Mike Farron, MLB Network Radio. Got me laughing. You know I like food. Also does college baseball for ESPN. I do want to talk about one NL East team that's been a little bit surprising to me. And when I looked at the power rankings or how each team was going to fare, obviously I thought the Braves would start out a little bit better. But I look at the New York Mets, and I understand the additions they made on offense. But I looked at their rotation, and I said, boy, that is going to be a real problem for them all year long. And it has been anything but one of the best rotations in baseball statistically, at least through the first couple 2 weeks of the season. That's been a real big surprise for me about the Mets.
Yeah, well, one, I'll caution again, it's 10 days, right, 10 games, so it's still early. I mean, I think, and last year, remember, they had a lot of question marks in their rotation all season long. Kodai Senga made one appearance during the regular season for them, and it was in the middle of summer. You know, that he was the guy that was supposed to be their best pitcher last year, and they still made it to the National League Championship Series. So I'm really curious to see how Clay Holmes looks as a starter over an extended period of time. believe he's going again today. That's an interesting change. He had been a starter in the Pirates system. He obviously has changed his pitch mix a little bit. He was an all-star reliever with the Yankees. We'll see if that works. They're also doing this right now without Sean Manaea, who is the guy who made the most discernible change to become a better pitcher last year. And I think even if they don't have all of last year's version of Manaea, I think getting something that's close to that, even if they get the Manaea that they had in the first half, obviously provides them some depth. So I'm a little bit concerned about it just because of the lack of Manaea, the number of innings that Holmes has thrown as a starter just hasn't been that many. Heck, I mean, he hasn't thrown that many as a reliever either in any given season. And they're also without Frankie Montas, too, who is another key depth option for them. So they're off to a great start. David Peterson, pretty solid, kind of number four starter type. I love Tyler McGill's stuff. Like, I think they have some guys that are good, and Senga is healthy, which is a big difference maker because he's pretty good.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I think that their rotation's okay. I don't think it's going to go down as one of the five best in the league. I mean, like, even Phoenix, right? The Diamondbacks' rotation doesn't look great through 11 games, but I think if you were to line up the names next to those of the Mets and try and pick which one you wanted for the next 150-plus games, I think you'd probably take Arizona's. You know what I mean? So, like, it's, again, it's the same thing. It's just it's still early, but it's a positive start for them in that regard.
And then final question, Mike, just 30 seconds left. Got to talk college baseball with you for a quick second. Georgia baseball had a run of sweeps, and they got swept this past weekend. But yeah. Is that a team you think is capable of winning the College World Series?
Yeah, I think they're really good. I also think, like, keeping it local, too, the Georgia Tech story is really fun this year. I mean, they're off to a great start. They're ranked. Going to Stanford and sweeping that series was big. I do a lot of ACC, so I'm excited to see them later. But listen, Georgia rebuilding that lineup after losing Condon and Collins, and now that they seem to have the rotation figured out, moving Brian Curley into the rotation may end up being the biggest decision that Wes Johnson made. They were really close to getting to Omaha last year. I think there's going to have to be, like, they're going to end up a top eight national seed, I would guess. And so the road to Omaha is going to have to go through Athens.
Mike, always great chatting baseball, pro and college, with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, boys. Take it easy.
Have a good one there. Mike Farron, again, one of my favorite people to talk baseball with on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.